Jerry Bader Show, 1047. Have we seen the long-range forecast yet for the metropolitan New York area for Super Bowl weekend? Look that up, would you, Jason? Will I cover this? And if we get to it before the end of the hour, we will. I'll try to get to that. Because Farmer's Almanac said it could be a hellacious storm. I mean, there's a storm battering the East Coast right now, and they've had several. Take your time. I'm going to cover this first. So as soon as you find it, I'll talk about that. Yeah, you've got Winter Storm Janus, spelled J-A-N-U-S, bearing down on the eastern seaboard. Actually, it goes all the way back to Lexington, Kentucky, to Hartford. Wow, brutal. Just curious, a week from this coming Sunday, what it looks like. Yeah, for 10 days, the best you can do, that's not quite going to get you there. But anyway, I want to cover this. This was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal on Saturday. I did not get to it yesterday. HotAir.com did a piece on it yesterday. This is something I and others have been saying forever. Healthy young people aren't going to buy health insurance and the numbers necessary to sustain Obamacare. The argument has been all along that there are 35 million, 40 million, 50 million. The number just keeps growing. That are without health insurance. As I and others have argued, many of those healthy young people were without health insurance by choice. Rather than cut back here, save money there to afford health insurance, they decided to roll the dice and not have health insurance. That isn't true for everybody. But there are people who just chose not to take health care. The Wall Street Journal reported something on Saturday that a lot of us suspected. Those who are enrolling in private insurance through the new marketplaces, at least through near the end of last month, were already previously covered elsewhere. People who had insurance, they are not the great unwashed, the uninsured, who Obamacare was supposed to help. And it raises the question, will Obamacare do what it was supposed to do? Get a lot of uninsured on health insurance, or just screw with the rest of us. Insurers, brokers, and consultants estimate at least two-thirds of those consumers previously bought their own coverage or were enrolled in employer-backed plans. So 66% of those that are going to these new marketplaces, these exchanges, already had insurance. Obamacare was supposed to be about reaching out to those who did not have insurance. About 48 million Americans were uninsured in 2012. The health law is expected to cut 25 million from that total by expanding state-run Medicaid programs and the pool of privately insured people who buy through state marketplaces, also called exchanges. But only 11% of consumers who bought new coverage under the law were previously uninsured. That's according to McKinsey & Company's survey of consumers thought to be eligible for the health law marketplaces. All right. One of the biggest reasons cited, affordability. People can't afford the coverage. They're willing to take the penalty. Because the coverage, even what's considered the cheapest, is far more than many young employed people can afford. So they're not going to do it. Or they just simply don't want to spend that much of their income. And they would rather take the penalty. Health Markets, Inc., an insurance agency that enrolled about 7,500 people in exchange plans, said 65% of its enrollees had prior coverage. Around 10% were dropping out of employer coverage, either because the employer stopped offering its plan or because they could qualify for subsidies on the marketplaces. 15% had previous individual plans canceled. 40% decided to switch into coverage bought through an exchange from previous individual plans. And then they just one by one, they cite the different plans where it's 10%, 25%, whatever. A relatively small percentage of people without insurance are those who are taking advantage of it. As we've said before, this is the financial underpinning. And remember something, health insurance companies were counting on these uninsured. They're not doing it. Now, does that mean they won't ever do it? No, it doesn't mean that. But it means they might not. And what it also means is it puts a lie to the whole reason we allegedly needed Obamacare. While these people, they're just out there, they're just waiting for this opportunity. One, they had no idea how expensive it was going to be. And it's extremely expensive. Two, they're young and they're willing to risk. They're willing to do that. Especially if they're extremely healthy, don't have a high risk employment, you know, where there are dangers on the job. They're not going to take that chance. I should say they are going to take the chance. They're going to take the chance and not pay. Because the premium's dramatically higher. Now, their argument is, though, the Department of Health and Human Services officials have said they don't yet know the number of people who have signed up for coverage through the exchanges who had insurance at the time of their enrollment. The health law is chipping away at the number of uninsured consumers in other ways. At least 4 million people are expected to join Medicaid rolls in the coming months. But so far, health plan executives say subsidies to buy insurance in the marketplace and broader changes to the law seem to be encouraging many already insured people to seek better rates. So that's all that's, I shouldn't say that's all. But the majority of it is people who want to just get a better deal and are using the subsidies. This is, I'm telling you, this is a huge, huge hit. And what it points out is that whatever that number is of uninsured, they're not all that interested in it. The cost is such, for one thing, that they're willing to just take the chance. All right, I leave you with this. This is sent to me by a listener. And it's really very interesting. There was an incident at an Alabama Dollar General store. The incident at the Alabama Dollar General store gets into the argument of whether someone legally carrying a gun can stop a mass shooting. Here's what anti-gun people say. Well, no person with a legally owned gun has ever stopped a mass shooting. It just hasn't happened. Okay. Here's what happened in Dallas County, Alabama Dollar General store. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson has identified the gunman as Kevin McLaughlin from Oroville and the customer as Marlo Ellis, 37, also from Oroville. The fatal shooting happened around 12:45 p.m. Thursday at the Dollar General store on Highway 22 in Oroville. Officials say McLaughlin walked into the store waving a gun in the air and forced a cashier and Ellis at gunpoint towards a break room. At that point, Ellis pulled out a concealed weapon and shot McLaughlin once in the chest. He escorted a customer who was trying to leave the store and a cashier toward a break room. The cashier went in first and the customer went in behind her, and the individual had the gun on the customer, and the customer had a pistol concealed in a holster. And when the customer got to the door, he turned around and shot the individual. McLaughlin was pronounced dead at the scene. The tense ordeal played out in less than 5 minutes. Other customers and delivery men were inside the store at the time. Several customers making their way into the store saw McLaughlin waving a gun and ran away. We don't know what would have happened had Ellis not shot the man. At this point, the police aren't even clear on a motive. They don't think it was a robbery because even though McLaughlin exchanged words with the customers, apparently nothing was said about money or a holdup. They were headed for the break room. What was going to happen there? We don't know. All we know is at this point that some guy walked into a store with employees, customers, and delivery men and threatened them with a gun, and he got shot. Here's his point. Philip Hodges wrote this at lastresistance.com. Here is his point. It's a ridiculous argument to say that no one has ever stopped a mass shooting because you can't prove it. They stopped it. So you can't prove it. I've always said this about 9/11. If President George Bush, if his administration, if his intelligence community had thwarted 9/11 and they rounded up 18 Muslim, he would have been impeached. The left would have gone crazy. And they would have said, you can't prove that they were going to take down the, you just can't. One, even they didn't know that the towers were going to come down. They never, I mean, they knew it was going to be death and destruction. It was beyond their wildest dreams that the towers came down. So if those men had all been arrested, I don't think liberals would have believed in the plot. Once you stop a mass shooting, it's impossible to prove that. You can't prove it. That's his point. He says Piers Morgan would say something like, there's no way that you could prove that Mr. Holmes, he's talking about the Aurora, Colorado theater, if someone had shot Holmes, would have shot anyone. No way you could say this gun-toting theater saved anyone's lives. Technically, he'd be right. We don't know that a mass shooting would have ensued had a heat-packing patron not taken action. You don't know, which just makes it a bogus argument. You don't know how many times someone with a legally owned gun has stopped a mass shooting. You don't know. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.